The council is getting some new blood after yesterday's election. Four new members will join the council, taking the place of the four who gave up their seats to run for mayor. In the race for the council's at-large seats in this election, the two top vote-getters were women. WBUR's Dolores Handy has more.
At-large City Councilor Ayanna Pressley of Dorchester garnered the most votes, just as she did in the preliminary and in the final election 2 years ago. She's frustrated about what appeared to be a low turnout in communities of color. She says to really make a difference, you can't just participate in national elections.
The role and the influence of municipal government is that much greater and that much more important. And these are really where those quality of life decisions and important front-burning issues like public safety and public education, that's where those decisions are made. So people have got to participate in their local election.
Council President Stephen Murphy of Hyde Park is a 16-year veteran of City Hall. He also won his bid for re-election as an at-large councilor. Open seats went to a newcomer and a former member of the council. First-time candidate Michelle Wu of the South End came in second. The daughter of Taiwanese immigrants, Wu, like Pressley, is from Chicago.
People are talking about what the new face of the city council will look like, and I think voters across Boston are very excited to see new energy and ideas in City Hall.
Michael Flaherty of South Boston finished third in the at-large race. He served on the city council for 10 years before giving up his seat in 2009 in a failed bid to unseat Mayor Tom Menino. Now, back on the council, tops on his agenda?
It has to be to fix our schools. We boast of having the best colleges and universities in the world. When it comes to our Boston public schools, we can and must do better.
In the district council races, Councilor Bill Linehan of South Boston beat back a challenge from Suzanne Lee of Chinatown to hold on to his District 2 seat. A new face will be that of City Public Works Department Manager Timothy McCarthy of Hyde Park. He defeated Jean-Claude Sanon of Mattapan in District 5. The fourth new member in District 8 is Josh Zakim of the Back Bay. Son of the man for whom the Zakim Bridge is named, he beat Michael Joseph Nichols of Kenmore Square. The new council will be sworn in with the new mayor in January. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Dolores Handy.